Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. There's a blanket of snow on the ground, and the night sky is clear and cold. Perfect weather for getting you into the Christmas spirit. The club has volunteered to deliver the Christmas baskets to Harmony this year, and it promises to be a night of excitement and Christmas fun.
We've got 15, 16, 17 toy baskets, and 8, 9, 10 food baskets. 27. We need two more. Where are the other two?
Goose, I've got one here. Just finishing up.
I've got the other one, but I need help.
Marcia, I will save the day. You need me to carry this heavy basket, little lady?
No, CJ. I need you to hold your finger on the knot while I tie it.
Oh, well, I think I can handle that.
Okay, then. 29 baskets. Are the others ready?
Yes, Commander Goose, they're ready.
Oh, Ned, I like that.
Doesn't seem fair for the folks in Harmony. Wildwood's grown a lot this last year. There's lots more poor families that need Christmas baskets.
How many baskets did Harmony have to make?
Good question. Last year, here, let's put that one over here. Last year, Pastor Flank gave them a list of 23 needy families in Wildwood. This year, it's gone up to 137.
Whoa, 137?
Didn't they complain? They have to do more than we do.
They did not complain. The mayor of Harmony said this last year that they've been so blessed by God that they are filled to overflowing. Because of that, they want to be a blessing to others.
Seems like Wildwood's had all the blessings. We've done all the growing.
Well, there's lots of ways to be blessed. The trick is to be wise enough to recognize all the blessings that God's given you.
Kind of sounds like a game. Find the ways God has blessed you.
That would be a great game. I love it.
Okay, looks like we got them all. I'll bring the sleigh around and we can load up and head out for Harmony.
This is gonna be so fun.
Bundle up, everyone. It's cold out there.
I can't wait to bless someone.
Okay, all the big strong guys, start carrying baskets to the sleigh. Ned, that's us.
Oh, yeah, that's us. I'm coming.
Well, they got that sleigh so full of Christmas baskets and young'uns, it's a wonder something didn't spill out on the way. Even though it was nighttime, the moon was full enough that you could just about read a book by the moonlight.
Okay, now here's the plan.
I just love it when there's a plan.
We'll pack the jingle bells away. And CJ, you have the list on the map?
Right here, sir.
CJ.
Sorry, got carried away.
We will try to do this as quietly as we can so that they won't know that we're even here.
This is very fun.
Feel in the club. Slip into Harmony, quiet as a feather falling on the snow. At least for a while.
Okay, listen. This is the first house.
I want to take it up.
I carried the baskets. I should get to go first.
Well, so did I. Why did I get to go first?
Shh. Goose, you get the first one. CJ gets the next one. Then Ned, then down the line. You've got to be quiet. Goose, go.
Here I go.
Okay. CJ, this is the next one.
Got it.
This is so exciting. We'll never know who it came from.
That was fun. Let's do another. We're going to be a blessing to others. This is great. I love being a blessing.
Do you think that this is the only presents they'll get?
Couldn't say. Oh, all right. Here comes CJ.
Okay, I'm next.
They moved through the night and left the Christmas baskets for everyone on the list. And then they turned that sleigh around and headed for home. They sang some more and told old stories until they came into sight of Wildwood.
I'm tired.
Me too. And my tail's all frozen stiff.
It's a good feeling, being a blessing to others.
Especially knowing that it might be all they get.
Okay, next stop, the Gongoozler residence.
Whoa, that's me! Thanks for taking us, Mr. Brown.
Glad to do it. Good night, Goose.
Good night, everyone!
Good night, Goose.
See you tomorrow. Hey, bring your sled.
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
On her front step!
Oh, no.
Are those baskets? Oh, no, they are baskets!
The folks from Harmony gave poor baskets to Goose?
And all her brothers and sisters, it looks like.
How awful!
Awful? What's so awful?
They figured that Goose and her family were so bad off that they need to get poor baskets.
They're Christmas baskets. When did they become poor baskets?
Look, she's just quietly sneaking them in her house. How embarrassing. Goose is poor.
It's late and everyone is sleeping. She's just being quiet. She's not sneaking. Now, hang on.
I never really thought about it before. Goose is poor.
How will she face us in the morning?
We have to be there for her.
I think you are all making too much of this. Hey, Ned, we're coming up on your house.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whatever happens tomorrow, we have to make her feel comfortable. Like this didn't even happen.
Night, Ned.
The next morning, the club was slowly gathering on the best sledding hill in town. Not too steep, a little curvy, and it just goes on and on.
Hey, Ned.
Hey, CJ. Have you seen her yet?
No, not yet.
Hey, guys! Hey, look at the snow! Oh, this is great! Is she here?
Not yet. Now, remember, the best thing to do is just act normal.
When was the last time we did that?
You know what I mean.
Look at the snow!
Where's Goose?
Not here yet.
Do you think that maybe she is so upset she will never come out again?
That is one possible reaction. Now, just remember, all we have to do is that...
Yeah, act normal. Hey, Goose.
Hey, guys. Wow. Did you ever see such a beautiful winter day?
Oh, no.
What?
She's in denial.
What?
She's acting like it didn't happen.
Isn't that what you told us to do?
Yes, but it's bad if she does it. Just act normal.
Oh, who's going first? Stace?
Me? Oh, well, thank you, Goose, but I think that, well, you should go first.
Really? You always want to go first.
Really?
Goose, maybe you should go first. May I help you?
Help me what?
You guys are acting like goofballs.
Maybe we should just talk about it.
No! It's too early for confrontation. She needs time to process.
What are you talking about?
Goose!
Oh, hi, Tiffany. Wow, what a great coat that is. And look at that hat. Oh, it's beautiful.
See, she's tortured by what she doesn't have.
Thank you, Goose. Goose, is it true that you got 6 poor baskets last night?
Tiffany!
Oh, my!
What a thing to say!
Oh, that! Can you believe it? Each one of us kids got one! Must be some kind of a mistake. Okay, Stace, if you're just gonna stand there, here I go!
So it's true.
This is bad! She's been confronted, and still she's acting like it doesn't bother her! This is really bad!
There's more Paws and Tails coming right up.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Hi, I'm Dave Carl, creator of Insight for Living Ministries, Paws and Tails. Early 2024, we will air the first new episodes of Paws and Tails in 18 years. CJ's back with Stacy and the rest of the club, and of course, Papa Chuck. Join us as the story continues. Log on to pawsandtails.org. And I'll see you in Wildwood.
Well, despite the fact that no one could act normal in front of Goose, they did manage to have a great time sledding. The next morning, they were headed to Papa Chuck's shop when they realized that the whole town was abuzz with excitement.
Hey there, kids.
Hey, Mr. Crawford.
Hey, Mr. Crawford.
So did any of you get one last night?
One what?
A gift bag. Folks all around town got a little gift bag left on their front porch.
Poor folks?
Oh, all kinds of folks, I guess.
What was in the bags?
Oh, one or two toys for the young'uns.
And no one knows who did it?
No idea whatsoever. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Who would do something like this?
Are you upset because you didn't get one?
No, it's just not normal. This guy is like a Christmas bandit. But not really a bandit, because it's more like someone who sneaks around and gives things instead of taking them. And well, there's just no word for someone like that. Who is this guy?
Well, things just got stranger and stranger. That night, there were more little gift bags left for the children of Wildwood, and even more the night after that. Now, for most, this was a wonderful Christmas time reminder of the joy of giving and, well, just mysterious fun. For others, this kind of generosity was, well, nothing but an irritation.
Hey there, Ned.
Morning, Mr. Crawford.
Your order's almost ready. It'll be just a couple of minutes. Oh, hey, tell your mom the material will be in next week.
Okay. I'll just look through the catalog.
Help yourself.
Well, good morning, Ned.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
Heard about the gift bags?
Yes, and I find it very disturbing.
I got one.
Oh, did you really?
This gift bag person thinks that I need a trashy little toy that I need anything. I mean, it's offensive.
It's really weird.
It's got to stop.
Who knows where this kind of thing could lead to?
Everyone thinks this guy is so wonderful. I want to catch him.
Oh, really?
I need your help. I have a plan to catch this Christmas bandit.
Yeah, but he's not really a bandit because he gives stuff away.
We're going to tie strings of bells across the front steps of houses. When this person comes to the front door to leave another bag, he will step into the bells and folks will come running to catch him.
Oh.
He'll be caught. He will be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. But how do we know where he will strike? Oh, there's got to be a word for this. Non-bandit?
We will tie bells on every house on the north side of town.
Now, where are we going to get all those bells?
Ned, I'm Tiffany Rockler. I get anything I want.
Huh, I forgot. You can imagine my embarrassment.
Tomorrow morning, this Christmas bandit will be finished.
Perhaps anti-bandit. No, that's just silly.
So after dark, Ned and Tiffany worked for hours sneaking around tying strings of bells in the dark spots of most every house on the north side of town.
Tie them across the porch. You know, he might even trip and injure himself.
Wow, way to dream big, Tiffany.
You are making too much noise. Be quiet.
Sorry.
They both woke up tired in the morning, but they were anxious to get to town early and hear news of who the Christmas gift-giving bandit was.
Hey, Ned.
CJ, did you hear anything about the Bizarro Bandit?
The what?
Yeah, that's not right either. The gift-giving guy.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Who is it? Papa Chuck?
Good morning, boys. I bet it's Mr. Crawford.
Well, I don't know who it is, but he sure was busy last night.
Busy? How was he busy?
Well, more gift bags were given out on the south side of town.
No, not the south side!
But what's even better is that he left Christmas bells on the front steps of almost every house on the north side.
What?
Yeah, I heard it too. Isn't it great? Everyone loves the guy. This is a great Christmas.
This is not great. They were not Christmas bells, and it wasn't...
Tiffany! Ixnay the Andit Bay?
I've never had a better Christmas.
Ugh! Goose, did you get a Christmas bag?
Me? Well, no.
You have no gift bag. You get poor baskets. You will likely get very little for Christmas at all. How can you be so happy?
I think she's got it all bottled up inside. It can't be good for you, Goose.
You need to be sad, okay? You need to be humiliated and miserable. This happy Merry Christmas stuff is not normal.
Hey, guys, I got Christmas bells from the gift bag guy.
Isn't it great? I love this.
Stop it with the happy talk.
Sorry.
Whoever it is, he's making this a really great Christmas. Those bells must have cost a fortune.
They did. Probably, Ned.
Perhaps the backwards bandit?
No,
that's not right. It doesn't rain.
Aw, nuts.
Ned, don't you think it's time to go look at the catalog in the general store?
Why would I want to...
Ned.
Oh, yeah. I think it's time to go look at the catalog at the general store. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Okay.
That was very odd.
See you later.
Time to look at the catalog?
I know.
Oh, you've got to be more subtle. There's an art to this kind of thing.
Tonight, we crush him, this nutcase bandit.
Okay, perhaps we'll talk about subtlety at a later time.
I have another plan.
Oh, boy.
First, we go to the hardware store and
Tiffany
get all...
Tiffany surely did have a plan. She knew the North Side was the only place that the Christmas gift-giving bandit had not been to yet. So she and Ned took up a hiding place in front of a house full of kids. Tiffany had Lily ready to ring the church bell, and, well, she had prepared other stuff as well.
I'm cold.
Be quiet.
Aren't you cold?
No, I'm burning up.
Oh, really? Tiffany?
What?
You seem like you have a lot of angst.
Of course I do. I can buy anything.
I don't quite know how to respond to that.
Quiet. Someone's over there. I think this might be the Christmas bandit.
But he's not really a bandit. He's more like a...
Quiet!
Gift delivery guy. Ow! I'm quiet.
A little bit closer. A little bit closer. Now! The lights! Hit the light!
Oh, yeah!
I can't believe it.
What? Who is it?
It's her.
Oh! Hey there, Ned. Tiffany.
The Christmas bandit is Goose!
We'll be right back with more Paws and Tails after this.
Paws and Tails presents Songs from Wildwood 2 and 3. Us,
then we should be the ones who always give forgiveness.
Songs from Wildwood 2 and 3, two new music collections your family will love. Available now at pawsandtails.org.
Goose is the Christmas gift-giving bandit?
It was Goose!
We got her! We got her! Got in the very act.
Goose, it was you all along?
It was indeed.
What's going on here?
Pawpaw Chuck, the Christmas bandit is Goose. All we need now is for Officer Hunt to take her away.
Take her away? For what exactly?
For what? For stealing, for one thing. There's no way that she could afford to buy all those toys that she gave out.
That's a very good point.
She wouldn't do that.
Goose?
Well, I didn't steal anything. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Then where did you get all those toys?
Well, we got 6 Christmas baskets full of toys, don't you know?
You mean you've been giving away the stuff that you got from the poor baskets?
Remarkable.
I've never heard of such a thing.
That is just the kind of thing that I am talking about. This is not normal.
No, it's not.
What? Papa Chuck?
Nothing normal about it. Goose, that's one of the most generous things I've ever seen.
Really? Wow.
But she was littering.
No, technically she wasn't.
Ned!
Ow!
She was sneaking around at night.
My folks said I could.
Your parents are in on this?
You know, I find this gift bag thing a little strange too, but you are taking it so personally.
It is a matter of balance. People who have little or nothing need to know that they have little or nothing. That way, they will fight and claw and sacrifice to get more. At all costs. So that they can become happy.
So folks with more stuff are happier?
Of course.
Oh, Tiffany.
If people like that insufferable little weasel are contented, even happy.
Oh, I'd call it downright joyful.
Exactly. If others like her are joyful with little or nothing, then, well, I think you can see what that would lead to.
No. What exactly would that lead to?
Oh, it would be chaos. It's not natural. Why can't you bumpkin see that?
But you have everything that there is to have, and you're miserable, angry, and mean.
Oh, you are all nuts! There is not one of you that is normal.
I meant that in the nicest possible way. Was it something I said?
I didn't mean to upset anyone or to create chaos. I was just overflowing. I wanted others to feel as overflowed as I do.
That's not a very good sentence, is it?
Okay, this is where I start getting confused. Now, if I got a poor basket, I would be completely embarrassed. I would be mad at whoever thought I needed one.
Ned, they weren't poor baskets. They were Christmas baskets.
But people think that you are poor.
Why would anyone think that? I'm overflowed.
There, she did it again.
Goose, you are something else.
Yeah? Is that a good thing?
It's a wonderful thing. Most folks find it nearly impossible to be satisfied with what God's given them.
I was just playing the game.
What game?
Find the ways God has blessed you game.
That's exactly right. That's why I'm...
Overflowing. You're overflowing.
Yep. Overflowing.
Well, I'm not overflowing. And Tiffany certainly isn't overflowing.
Why, Goose? Why are you overflowing?
Oh, I just started thinking of all the ways God has blessed me. I have a great family. I have the best friends ever, and well, you guys, it's Christmas. I just got so thankful I wanted everyone else to feel overflowing.
Don't you want a lot of presents? Or don't you want a coat like Tiffany's?
Well, presents would be nice, but goodness, one weasel girl can only overflow so much. Well, I've got some more gift bags. Want to help me deliver them?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yes, Goose, I do. Come on, let's deliver those bags.
Okay.
That was the beginning of a very special Christmas for the club. There were going to be Christmases that were not very good, and no one would feel filled up to overflowing. But when those tough times came around, the club was so good at finding the blessings God gave them, they were able to be content anyhow. Tiffany never did figure out that having more is not the way to get overflowing. Problem is that the way is so simple she couldn't see it. Count your many blessings, thank God for them, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Folks have made their wish list of presents that they'd like beneath their tree. But my list from top to bottom are things I've already gotten, blessings that the Lord has given me. Autumn leaves on April showers and counting clouds for hours, that's what keeps me grinning ear to ear. So the best part of December is stopping to remember the gifts that God has given me. For packages to open, I think of all the things that bring me cheer. 'Cause the best part of December is stopping to remember the gifts that God has given me all year. Doop, be doop, be doop.
simply hoping for packages to open. I think of all the things that bring me cheer. Cause the best part of December is stopping to remember the gifts that God has given me all year. Yes, the best part of December is stopping to remember the gifts that God has.
To order a copy of today's program, True Riches, just log on to pawsandtails.org. True Riches was written by Steve Gulsvig and David Carl, and directed by David Carl. The song, The Best Part of December, was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production and a proud supporter of Keys for Kids Radio.
Bandit.
No, I don't like that.
On the next episode of Paws and Tails.
This year with our gift exchange, I thought we'd try something different. Before you open them, appreciate the one who gave it to you.
Stacy, what's wrong? You look like you ate a bug.
It's worse than that, CJ. My gift is from Hugh.
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tails.